Oh. Oh. Konnichiwa. Hello. Long time no talk. Your girl got her wisdom teeth pulled out. Yeah. Oh God, I think I'm gonna throw up. Yeah. The gauze is still in my mouth. So, yeah, it's just very exciting. What was I gonna say? Oh wait, I can't throw this out. Give me a second. I was supposed to check out the free chat. So let me just check that. Oh God, I'm gonna throw up. Yeah. Like, I had to take a break anyway because I had to pull out my wisdom teeth. So it happened. Does it hurt? Not yet. It will probably hurt very soon. Why are you having this space then? Because I don't feel the pain yet. Yeah. And the salt water washing. Do I have to though? I'm honestly like kind of lazy. We need subtitles to understand you. Really? Do I not sound that clear like right now? The pain is going to kick in, so I'm probably gonna have this as a short stream. No Subway, which is kind of sad because I have a chicken teriyaki in my fridge at the moment. Yeah. You're clear somewhat. Oh no, I'm not like high off the anesthesia or whatever, because they injected this freaking long needle into my gum and that hurt like hell, but it's okay now. Like they pulled it out in like a minute or two because they said my wisdom teeth were like perfectly erupted and all that, so yeah, I am built different. Of course I was awake for the whole thing. And they told me that the extraction was very easy. I made it easy 'cause it was a perfect extraction as usual, 'cause perfect. 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 Yeah. Like, how bad could it be though? And like, I looked at my teeth after it was pulled out, and then, like, it was like nicely clean. Like, I didn't see any plaque buildup whatsoever. So I was thinking to myself, damn, crony, like, you brush your teeth so well. Oh my God, you go, girl. Like, wisdom teeth are pretty hard to clean, but you did it. Oh my God. You are so amazing. A slay. Yeah, they let me take my teeth home, and nothing was cracked. It came out in one go. Pulled it out in like 2 minutes. It was so good. Like, why am I so amazing? Like, this whole procedure was perfect. I didn't have to, like, stitch anything. They didn't have to do, they just, like, brought in these, like, giant, well, whatchamacallit, forceps, and then they pulled it out. I heard something break. I thought that was my, tooth, to be honest, but nothing broke. It came out perfectly fine. I see the roots and everything. It was good. And no plaque or anything. I'm amazing. Yeah, my friend told me to sell it on eBay. But, to be honest, I was thinking that maybe I should sell it to the Tooth Fairy. And the Tooth Fairy is gonna give me, $1 million each. But, you have to aim high and then negotiate down from there. So that's that. That's like another problem I'll have to think about entirely. Yeah. The good part is to eat ice cream. I can't eat ice cream. Oh my God, the acoustic from Fallout. I'm so angry. Oh my God, I'm sick right now. You can't do this to me right now. Oh my God, I'm so angry. I'm gonna literally kill someone. Do you hear this? This is my God. It's amazing. I'm gonna go to sleep after this. And then when I wake up, it's gonna be so painful. And then I'm gonna take Advil or Tylenol or whatever painkillers out there. I'm gonna pop that in and then sleep all day for the past 2 minutes or whatever. Past 2 minutes? No. For the next 2 days or a day. But the thing is, one sad thing is I can't go to the gym. I was supposed to go to the gym tomorrow, and now I can't go. And I can't go on Wednesday, so now I'm going on Friday. I'm so angry. Please, Crony, English is not my first language. I only understand 50% of what you're saying right now. Well, I'm sorry, but, hear better. No, I'm sorry. It's just, how can I? Okay. How can I talk normally? If I talk very, very slow, then I guess I sound almost normal. Whoa. I can talk almost normally if I talk real slow. Ooh, that is amazing. Wow. But if I start talking a little too fast, then it goes back to this thing, which is pretty funny, right? Yeah, it's great. So, yeah. That's it. No, I didn't take out the gauze. This is just me with the gauze in. And I can still talk somewhat normally if I talk very, very slow. Slow. And that is very, very nice. That's impressive. I know. How many did I remove? I removed two. Yeah, I removed two. It was great. Talking slow isn't impressive. Your face isn't impressive. Whatever. It's not like I care. Oh, I'm gonna throw up. Oh God, the gauze keeps poking into my throat. It's really, I'm getting a gag reflex. So I will talk slowly. What do you mean? Only two. If I pull out four at the same time, I would die. That is considered to be surgery. And I have heard cases where people die from blood loss. You see? So, if you say only two, you try pulling all four, and you will suffer so much. But like, to be honest, I'd rather have pulled out all four, because now I have to go back and suffer all again, like all again, all over again, and that would suck. Oh yeah, and then, you know, I was taking a nap in the office in the chair, since like you have to wait for the sedatives to kick in, and then like the dentist woke me up, and they were like, "Wow, you're really like getting comfy there, huh?" And I was like, "Yeah." It's because it's pretty cold here, and they were telling me, why, so you fall asleep when it gets cold? And I said, yeah, and I don't know why the conversation turned out to be like that, but he asked me, what was it? Like, well, it's not like you're going to freeze to death or something like that, I don't know, and then I told him, well, it's better to freeze to death than... Oh, no! No. He said something like, you fall asleep when you die from the cold. So I said, well, it's better to die from the cold than to burn to death, you know? And then he was kind of baffled, asking, why are we talking about this? And I was thinking to myself, you brought it up, man. Like, why are you making me the weird one? You were the one talking about death or like dying from the cold. Like, why are you gaslighting me all of a sudden? I just came here to have my teeth extracted, and it's so unfair. What the heck sort of conversation? But, like, it's true. Like, I'd rather, like, freeze to death than burn to death. Because, like, if you burn to death, you're going to feel all the pain. Like, your skin is going to be on fire, and you're going to, like, feel so much pain before you die. But then freezing to death, you just fall asleep. I think that's, like, nicer. Or something like that. But... oh, you thought I pulled out my wisdom teeth by myself? Okay. I'm not into that. Like, yes, I have pulled out the rest of my teeth by myself because I'm pretty hardcore like that. Like, later on, I started to enjoy pulling out my teeth. Like, in the beginning, initially, it didn't hurt. Like, damn. Like, the front teeth especially, that hurt. But, like, later on, like, when you get to the lower parts, the molars, it's pretty not bad. It's not bad. Like, it's pretty satisfying. No? Y'all didn't pull your teeth out? You get to save money if you pull out your teeth by yourself. And also, you get to keep your teeth, all of them. It's great. What's your technique? So you see, you keep pushing on it, you keep pushing and pulling at it, and you'll hear a crack. And then it'll start to shake more. And by then, like, it'll become more and more loose. So by the time, like, you feel the root of of your molar, then you start pulling it out, and then like you'll hear a bit of a sound and it'll be out. It's great. It's great. Just pull it. I kind of miss those days, man. Like Thai mom used to like push and pull at my teeth. It was pretty hardcore. It hurt, like especially since it was the front part of the teeth, like the thin ones. So that was painful as heck. But like later on, I got used to it. I started doing it by myself. It's great. This is not a fetish, no. Did you ever put floss on your tooth and use the door? See, I saw animations where they did that, but that seems more painful, you know? Like, what if it doesn't get pulled out when you do that? Like, that would be so painful. I don't want to do that. Ugh. Ugh. Yeah. Save yourself money on some dentures bills. Exactly. It's pretty great. Once I swallowed my teeth in my sleep. Well, once I pulled out my teeth by eating a taffy, it was pretty great. Baby teeth are supposed to fall out on their own. Well, yeah, like. But it should come out faster. Like, what's taking them so long? Get out. Get out of here. Like, if you're gonna get out, like, just get out fast. I don't want you. I don't want you. I want, like, new teeth, not your stupid baby teeth, you stupid. Anyway. Yeah. The sedative was like the most painful part, I think, because like it was giant freaking needle, so yeah. Anyway, it wasn't like a full body anesthesia. I'm pretty sure they do that if you, what was it? If you pull like all four of your wisdom teeth out at the same time, maybe. But yeah. Ugh. Are you bad with needles? I'm okay with needles, honestly. Like, I remember when I went to ER before and they had to like plug in the IV fluid into my wrist. And that's like this thick plastic needle. Man, it's like the thickest thing in the entire world. It's like shoving a pencil up your wrist, and then they put it in wrong, and all they said was "whoops, whoops, wrong vein" or whatever, and then they pulled it out and shoved it in again. It's so freaking painful, man. Don't ever do that. What the hell, man? That's what she said. You're so funny. Good. You're so immature. Yeah. Anyway. They did that like 10 times to me. I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, speaking of this, though, did you know that I am on the registry for stem cells, but like I didn't ask for it. Like I didn't know just how heavy the repercussions were if you backed out. So that was really, really messed up. Like I was just going to Time Academy and they were offering how to be registered on the stem cell thing, and all you had to do was like swab your insides of the mouth. So that's what I did, and they told me that I could back out any time and whatever. So, I said, oh, sure, like that's okay. So I just didn't, it's for a good cause, whatever. And then later on, someone I knew told me that if you ever back out, like after it's found out that you're a match, you're actually going to kill that person. Like, you're taking away the hope that they would get treated. Take away their happiness and hope if you back out. And they told me you could back out, but at the cost of someone's life. So I said, excuse me? They didn't tell me that. And you know what? And yeah, I got scammed for a good cause. And then later on, like a few months later, I got an email saying, Oro Crony, congratulations, like something like that in the email title. And I got so scared. I thought it was a match. It wasn't, thankfully. I mean, at least I get a free plane ticket if I get a match. So, I mean, I can't back out now. Yeah. And did you back out? No. Because, like, if it's a match, I'll do it. It's just that it would have been nice to know beforehand. Plane ticket for what? So, okay, for example, if that person is like in a different how should I say? Like if they're like far away, they like provide you a plane ticket. So that you can donate it. Cause like when you're donating your stem cell, it has to be fresh. So you have to like go through the surgery at the same time, at the same place to get a fresh transplant. So you're gonna be there side by side, like a nice little partner. Sure, yeah. That's not even a vacation, I know. But, like, at least you get a free plane ticket, like a round trip. Yeah, it's a round trip. It's cool. Sounds like a good deal, right? You guys should all register. Only if you're prepared to not back out. If you back out, you're gonna be killing someone. And that guilt, well, you will have to carry that for the rest of your life. Yeah. But hey, you got a free plane ticket. Hell yeah. Like, don't you want to go to, I don't know, like, if that person lives in Disneyland, you get a free ticket to Disneyland. Yeah. I've done blood donations, though. And then. Yeah, I think later on, when I gave them my blood, like, I don't know why, I just, like, got really sick, and after that, I just stopped. And now they keep calling me for friggin' 4 to 5 years. They won't give up. I've tried blocking them, they keep wanting my blood. I don't even know. How many phone numbers do they have? It's so scary. Also, donate blood at your own risk. But hey, you get free snacks, you get a free juice box and like a free snack bag. But they'll also call you for the rest of your life, even if you block them. They have like 5,000 other phone numbers. So anyway, there's that fun fact. What a deal! What I do unironically have the best blood, 'cause almost everyone can have my blood. So yeah, it's great. Almost everyone. Like, man, why? Why do they want? Why did I have to have such perfect blood? I don't understand. Yeah. Why does everyone want my blood? That's sinful. Yeah. Can I have your blood? No, there's probably only like few packs out there. And if you can pinpoint that is my blood, if they haven't used it already, which they probably have, you can find it and sell it on eBay. I'll probably buy it from you because I don't want someone else to possess my blood without my consent outside of the blood donation. So I'll probably have my blood back. I'll probably drink it, and that blood will be back in my system and then out back into nature. Oh, wait, no, not fauna, like nature. Not like fauna nature. That's really messed up. What am I saying? This is getting weirder the more I try to explain myself. Anyway, I'm gonna go now. I don't know. Okay. Actually, please bleed on me. I'm going to make you bleed myself. Like, you're going to bleed so much that the blood donation network will thank me. Like, I will drain all your blood. Bleed on me? Excuse me? Like, what? What the hell? I'll drain your blood. I'll get like 12 packs of blood from you. Ugh. Man. Ugh. Yeah, nobody makes me bleed my own blood without my consent. Now, the blood donation, that was with my consent. But I don't know. Maybe I'll donate blood again one day. Who knows? Maybe. Maybe one day. Maybe I'll do that one day. But, like, not anytime soon. I'll do it. I'll consider it maybe in a few years. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. When did I sleep? Oh, you know, I've been doing puzzles too. It was pretty nice because someone was asking me to do puzzles so that they can hang it on their wall. Which is fine. It's just that I don't know. I mean, it's puzzle, so I'll take it. So I've been doing it, and I'm missing two puzzle pieces. It's pretty much done. I finished in 2 days, 1,000 pieces. It was a wacky looking jigsaw puzzle, but I finished it. But I'm missing two puzzles. Like two puzzle pieces, so I'm kind of screwed. That's not my fault though. They probably lost it themselves, you know? I can't feel my face. Man, I'm so screwed. It's like missing. I'm so screwed. That's not my fault, though. That's not my fault. That's their fault. They should find it. That's not up to me. I can't find it. Like, do you know how difficult that puzzle was? Well, it wasn't that difficult because I managed to finish it in like a day and a half because I'm pretty smart and. Yeah. But yeah, that's not my fault. That is like their fault. Like, I didn't lose a piece. Yeah, it is never my fault. You think it's my fault? Why would you think that? Kind of messed up.
They will usually replace those if you contact them. Well, you see, the thing is, this person bought it secondhand, and they were bragging that it was an expensive puzzle or whatever. Like, good for you. I don't care about the price. Like, I just need to do Jigsaw for these stupid people out there. I don't care. Oh, good for you! You could just buy a puzzle for $20 and it'll still look nicer than whatever it is that you had, you stupid freaking, what was it? Stupid hypey Snoopy looking puzzle.
Ugh, I'm surrounded by idiots. I didn't, it wasn't my puzzle. I was doing it for someone else. I didn't get a used puzzle. That person did. Anyway. Snoopy Snoop. Oh, no. Snoopy's not stupid, but Hypebeast new Snoopy is pretty stupid. No shade to Snoopy in general, or Snoop Dogg. I don't care. I don't know. You know what I mean. I didn't sleep that much. I had to wake up in the morning, so I slept for like 4 hours. Was it? I think so. No, I woke up at like 5 a.m. and then I went back to sleep and I woke up at 10. 'Cause I had to get ready, and now I am here. I should probably go to sleep. And then when I wake up, the sedatives would wear off and I'd be really suffering. Huh. It's not very exciting. I was supposed to record for stuff too. Man, my recording sessions. Stupid teeth. I'm not deflating. Anyway, I'm gonna. I have like three recording sessions and then the other one. And then the other one. And then the other one. Whatever. I'm gonna go to sleep. Oh, I should probably finish up that one game that I was playing and then put it aside for like a year and a half. I should probably pick up Animal Crossing, but I doubt it because it's too much work. Maybe I'll play Monster Hunter, the story mode, the anime one. Maybe I'll play that. Finished like few games on Steam, which was nice, and then finished like one other game that I had to do, which was pretty nice. Feels good to be finishing games again. It's the, what was it? Monster Hunter, the Wings of Ruin, I think that was what it was called. Yeah. When are the streams? I'm on a break, guys. You miss me? Kind of cringe. Like, come on. There are so many other girls out there. I know you guys watch other girls, which is expected. I don't care about that. I'm not salty. Like, go. Go. I knew you would do that. I mean, like, it's good that you support the other girls. That's great. But, like, you miss me? Man, that's weird. Like, I guess, yeah, I am one of a kind and a billion or whatever, so. Oh, man. I know, I am one of a kind, though. Oh, yes. Okay. If you say so, since you were being so nice. Like, you don't have to be so tsundere about it. You don't have to be so roundabout in admitting that you miss me. Man. I was able to hug Crony all to myself. And what do you have? Your crony docky to cope? What do I have? A mirror. Oh, man. I'm so amazing. Did you get your merch yet? No. Shut the f- I don't give a you I don't care. I don't I hate these people. I hate these people. I'm gonna go have fun with your fake crony. As perfect as she is, nothing beats the OG. So, I don't give a damn. I'm gonna go sleep. Yeah, have fun. Yeah, does your crony talk back? I think not. That's right. Does she say konnichiwa? Yeah, that's right. And if she is talking to you, go visit a doctor. You have a problem. Yeah, it's very concerning. Anyway. Kurayasumi. Woohoo.